Hello and welcome everyone to How's the Josh. I'm your host Omkar Chaudhary. Well, today we have someone really special who can guide us about our daily habit. He's the host of the show, The Habit Coach. He's my personal favorite, an amazing personality and a kind soul. I'm very excited. Let's deep dive into this conversation with Dr. Ashdeen. Welcome, Dr. Ashdeen.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, sir. And before we move, there's one question. How's Ashdeen?
Rocking, sir.
Yeah, that was indeed a great reply to start our conversation. So the first question to you from my side is that the Habit Coach podcast, like how did this come into existence and what was the idea behind this?
Okay, so about a year and a half ago, I started my habit coaching business. And the idea was to get people move towards their goals without worrying about things like motivation and worrying about things like, I have the grit, I have determination. Because, you know, every time you start saying that, how long does motivation actually last? It lasts for about what? Sometimes
exactly.
2 days, right? Sometimes 2 hours. So the idea was to break it down into something where you can actually have tiny micro habits that you can do. Things that happen in 5 minutes or less. So my habit coaching business started and it started flourishing. It was doing extremely well. And I've always been a fan of podcasts. For the last 6-7 years, I've been listening to podcasts fairly regularly. So
okay.
My goal for last year was to start a podcast. And I think in November is when we launched the Habit Coach podcast. And we are almost...
I think you completed almost 50 episodes. Yeah, this is going to
be
our
50th episode.
Yeah, I think big congratulations to you on this point for completing 50 successful episodes of the Habit Coach podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah, and also talking about it, like what do you think that the skills are required in this business or rather in this podcast?
So the most important thing is that the reason for the Habit Coach's success, if I put it into one word, is that we always end up giving a quick actionable takeout from the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, there are many podcasts that are rambling, there's lots of talking, but at the end of it, it's just like you were listening to a friend or something like that, but there was no action that you could take out from it.
Exactly.
I wanted a podcast that was extremely small, extremely quick, and you could actually do something after listening to the podcast.
Exactly. Like, you know, I've been listening to like most of the shows in your podcast. Like, you know, you have been my personal favorite. As I mentioned it in the introduction, I mean that. And I've been always the part, like, you know, I was trying to tease you like so that we can get you as a guest on this show. And finally, you're there. We are really happy for that.
Super. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And what do you like to comment on the part? Like, what is the favorite part of yours of this podcast?
So, there are two things. So, the first thing is that doing the podcast for the first time, especially if you've never done it before, is extremely scary.
Yeah.
So I remember my first episode, I went into the studio, and if you've never been to a studio, it's one of the scariest places because it is soundproof. So for the first time, especially if you live in a city like Bombay, you hear nothing. You can almost hear your own heart beating. And it's a very scary thing hearing your own voice on the headphones the first time around. I remember the first, our episode zero, which was about 5 minutes long, or maybe even 3 minutes long. It took me 45 minutes to record because I was so nervous. I just had to keep taking retake after retake.
Okay.
And seeing where that started from episode zero to now, I think the journey has been so beautiful. But actually what I love about doing this podcast is connecting with the listeners afterwards. So many people message me on my Instagram account, on Twitter, connecting with me, saying that, you know, I found this habit really useful. They send pictures saying that, you know, I started doing this. And seeing people actually use these habits and action them has been one of the most fulfilling parts of doing this entire journey.
Yeah, you know, like after the whole podcast, people come to you with like, you know, a good reply, a good love and satisfaction that Dr. Ashdeen, whatever you said was really very helpful to us. And that love that you get is really something that we cherish and look out for.
Very special, very special.
Exactly. And also, Dr. Ashdeen, today we are living in 21st century where we say that it is a social age. We talk about Twitter, we talk about Instagram, and it's like, you know, open and out there. So, like, how do you deal with the positive part and the negative part of the social media? Because I'm very sure, like, in any business or any person, there are ups and downs, and there are also, like, positive comments coming to you and negative comments coming to you. So, how do you deal with both of them?
So, luckily, I don't have so many negative comments coming in on my social media because I'm not that famous as of now. So, I have many people who troll me, but there are a couple of people who have in the past, and I found it extremely funny and enjoyable. So I'll tell you about something this very recently. I interviewed this Australian Ayurvedic person for the podcast.
Okay.
Now, so I was quite interested in his story because he's Australian and is learning our Indian Ayurvedic principles. And what he's done is he's managed to connect a large bit of the new technology that's coming in terms of understanding the body and science and match that with Ayurveda. So I found that very, very interesting. So I wanted him on my podcast.
Exactly.
People obviously went completely bananas saying that, why are you looking to the West for things that we have developed in the East? And I just wanted to reply back, it's not an East or West thing because he's from Australia, he's down South. So, he's from the South, so why are you making this an East and West kind of a debate? I just found it so funny.
Actually, like, you know, that was really out of the whole topic. Like, you're talking about Ayurveda and where does East and West come into the topic?
It's very random. And you know the thing with trolls and negative comments, I think it's very important to listen to them. Because sometimes, especially if they hurt you, there's a fraction of truth in them. And you understand what the truth is. The way it was said might be something that you can throw away later on and laugh about. But what is it that the person was trying to tell you? You know, as soon as somebody reaches out, it is somebody taking some time out to do something for you. So.
Exactly. So I think you value that and you look at everything in a positive perspective.
Yeah. Some people are dumb, but apart from that, you can try and see what is the aspect that you can take forward.
Definitely. Also, one more thing I would like to ask you is, like, what are the challenges do you find? Like, you know, as you said, the initial part was a bit tricky on your side. But apart from that, are there any challenges that you face in making a podcast or, like, you know, scripting it and scheduling and posting it?
So I work with this amazing team of people at IBM Studios. So they do all the editing, all the post-production and putting it up for me. So I just have to focus on getting the content out. And the tough part about my podcast is that it's 3 times a week. So getting enough content 3 times a week, especially taking it out from your work schedule, is something that is currently the challenge. I'm getting better and faster doing it. So the first, I think, 10 podcasts took me quite a few hours to just script each of them. Now it's getting much easier, much faster. So it's a learning process, but you know, it's so funny. The first time you hear your voice on a recorded thing, you're like, oh my god, I sound so horrible.
That happened with me also.
I have to go for voice training now, I have to go for this, I have to go for that. You know, it's about chilling and just being authentic and being yourself, because ultimately that's what people are going to respond to.
Exactly. Like, talking about this, Dr. Ashton, like, you know, you're also having your own work, the normal professional course that we do, as well as you're pursuing your passion simultaneously. So, like, you know, many people find it very difficult, like, you know, 9 to 5, working hours and traveling 4 hours and then coming back home, eating and sleeping. So, what advice would you like to give to them, like, you know, in order to pursue your own passion simultaneously while you work?
You have to start your passion while you work. If you quit your job to follow your passion, I think that's a silly way of doing it. So it's called a side hustle, when you start something on the side.
Okay,
it's going to be easy? No, it's not going to be easy.
Okay? Exactly.
There's no getting around it. There is no secret. There's no way of saying that. You know,
exactly. Like, one more, I like to interrupt you at this point. Like, when you say that we are staying in a city like Mumbai, where money plays an integral part, and like, you step out of your house and you need money. So in this way, you can't just leave or quit your job and start with a passion, because it will, like, you know, really put you less on your funds.
Correct.
So it's you have to juggle between your work and passion simultaneously and try to create some mantra or some formula in order to make them happen both together.
Yeah, like, one of the silliest things to do is to start a business when you're broke. right? Because if you don't have any money to start to survive and you want to start a business, it's far better to delay the business, join, get a steady job and start the business on the side. I keep telling people, you know, especially, you know, even if you don't have a passion project, to create one. Because you might be doing a 9-to-5, you might be happy in your job, but there's always a feeling of being unsatisfied because you're not necessarily following your passion. So always have a passion project or a side hustle on the side.
Yeah, I think that was something like, you know, really triggers you and motivates you every day to, like, you know, come out of the bed and start with the day.
Correct. Absolutely.
Exactly. Like, see, as you brought up this point, and with this, I would like to continue this point onto the next question. That is, like, you know, the name of the show is House of Josh. So tell us about your Josh, your motivation that takes you out of the bed every day and gives you a kick start to the work that you do, the passion that you pursue. So what's that one motivation or the Josh behind you or eternal within you?
See, the most important thing for me is to be a change agent. So every morning, I think for the last 5 years, maybe 4 years, I've never not wanted to get out of bed. So, in fact, my first podcast was about how to jump out of bed, my episode one, because I realized that most people just don't have something to look forward to.
Exactly.
And the trick is to create things to look forward to every day.
Yeah, yeah, the Monday motivation. You said that trying a new restaurant or something.
Correct. Every day, have something interesting to do. You know, even if your work sucks, and that's the reality for most people, have something that you can do that is going to be interesting that day. It could be trying out a new dish. It could be going for a movie. It could be calling up a friend. It could be anything, but something that will make you wake up and say, you know, I only have 6 hours left till I do this. Fantastic. Go for it. Another fantastic way of motivating yourself is to give yourself an exercise goal or a body goal. You know, because you wake up and you do something, you get some movement in the morning. And I remember for the first couple of years, this is what motivated me. I used to almost jump out of bed to start my exercise.
Okay, so that juice, that energy was right the moment you open your eyes and jump out of the bed.
Correct.
Exactly. That was indeed a superb one. So, Dr. Ashdeen, we have done with a lot of serious topics and everything, and we have really spoken about some good thoughts and ideas. So now is the time for the Josh Fire, the happy segment. So are you ready for that?
Sure, let's go.
Okay. So this is one of the most excited segments that the listeners are awaiting for. So let's deep dive into this Josh Fire.
All right.
Okay. So is your Josh high for this Josh Fire?
Up there.
Okay. Let's go then. The first question, are you a tea or a coffee person?
Coffee.
Do you prefer mountains or beaches?
Mountains.
Name 3 weird things about your lifestyle. Maybe I think there's nothing.
I don't know, there's tons of things. Which one should I start off with? I make a chocolate pudding out of isbadhol, which is what people find extremely weird. What are the other 3 things? Actually, they could all be food-related things. I make a Coca-Cola kind of a drink out of balsamic vinegar and stevia. And
wow, soda. That is interesting.
And what else am I weird with? And most of my friends think I'm annoyingly happy.
Annoyingly happy? Like, you know, annoying them and you're being happy by that way.
They find my happiness annoying.
They find, like, your happiness annoying?
Yeah, they're like, why are you so happy right in the morning? So, like, you know, sometimes when you meet people at 7 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, many times we, like, the mornings are really boring and everyone is just wiping their eyes and you find someone really happy, they find weird about it.
Yeah, the morning is the best time.
Okay, the next question. Who do you think to be a competition in this industry? Maybe in the podcast industry or the kind of work that you're doing on day-to-day basis?
Interesting question. No, I haven't thought about this.
Ajay, so there's no competition.
No. I'm sure there's competition, but I haven't thought about it. So see, my funda when I started the podcast is to be number one.
Yeah. Right?
So now I know who's number one on my IVM podcast. I have no idea who's number one, like, in India. So I need to figure that one out.
Okay, so, like, you know, your thing is that you should be number one. The Habit Coach should be the number one podcast.
Otherwise, what's the point, right?
Exactly. Like, everybody can do that. Even I feel that the House of Josh should be the number one.
Correct.
Definitely. And also, like, you know, the professional work that you're doing, it's like, you know, the doctor has been, so you've been like treating with so much of people around you. So do you find someone, the competition in that field?
So the first thing is not Dr. Ashton, huh? It's Ashton Doctor. So the doctor was something I was born with. It's my surname.
Oh my God, what are you saying? Is that your surname?
That's my surname. It's not.
Oh my God.
I haven't done a PhD.
You haven't done a PhD? Okay, so that was a big weird thing for me. You could have said this in that weird thing.
No, it's very common. So I need to now get a PhD so that most people don't, so that people can call me Dr. Ashton Doctor. It'd be more fun.
Okay, but you have done your PhD or you haven't done your PhD?
No, I haven't.
Okay, you haven't done it. Okay, so if you don't mind, can you just speak about some kind of graduation work that you have done? Like, you know, you've graduated in what field?
So, I've done sociology and anthropology from Xavier, and then I did my MBA, and that's that.
Okay, I see. Well, you're much more into the entrepreneur side, the business side.
Yeah.
It was a big reveal for me, to be honest.
So I've been running a business for a really long time, and the habit coaching is something that was a passion thing. I could take out the time to start this, so that's why I started it, because I said that this is where I can see the biggest impact in people's lives.
Exactly. As you mentioned, like, you know, you have done sociology and entrepreneurship, then, like, you know, when it comes to your Habit Code podcast, it is like more of a scientific approach towards all the shows and the episodes. So, like, how do you manage the science with entrepreneurship?
So the science is something that I became extremely in love with 5 years ago when I started this journey on myself.
Okay.
So I was extremely overweight, and I had chronic fatigue syndrome. I was overworked. I once collapsed in the morning while getting ready for work. And that's how I realized that I had to start changing and getting my life around. And in that process, I fell in love with how the body changes and what we could do to understand the body from a more scientific perspective. So I started reading voraciously. I finished about 50 books a year on just these kind of topics, which are the scientific
approach
to health. In fact, right now I'm reading a book on mitochondria. You know what mitochondria?
Yeah, the powerhouse of the cell and the body.
Arre, wow, full marks of that. And so understanding how your mitochondria work, what are the things that you can do to your mitochondria to, you know, to kickstart them, increase the density in your body. So it's so much fun understanding the science behind it. And what I love about the podcast is that if I understand the science behind it, can I explain it to people in a very simple way so that they understand it without necessarily having the same background?
Okay. I think that is really a good thing, that you're putting things down in a lucid way so that everybody can understand and manipulate it.
Yeah, because only if you understand it can you actually use it.
Exactly. And since you were in the Josh fire, coming back to it. Okay. So
yeah, this was supposed to be a rapid answer. This last answer was very long.
Okay. Anyway, but I know, like, it was really a big reveal, and I think I had to take out a minute in order to understand what is actually. So the next question. One thing of yours you would love to be insured about.
Insured about?
Huh. Maybe your car, like, maybe your bungalow, maybe whatever it is, whatever.
Oh. Crap. I have no idea.
Like anything.
Maybe the house. I don't know.
The house.
Yeah. House.
The next one. Pick anyone to team up to be your dance partner. You have to be real quick in this.
Wow, this is a weird question. He's a good dancer. Chalo.
Okay. Co-star in a movie.
Co-star in a movie. Tom Cruise.
Okay. Gym partner.
Oh, The Rock.
That is indeed, like, you know, I expected that it has to be Rock. Next one. What the following people have, you wish you had? Shah Rukh Khan.
his grit and determination. He's a super hard worker.
Sachin Tendulkar.
I think he's extremely feisty.
Okay. Varun Dhawan.
Who?
Varun Dhawan.
I have no idea.
Okay. Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I think the way that he... His Teda way of looking at the world.
Acha, the crooked way, and there's some different insights to a particular thing.
Correct. The way that he sees the world differently. So okay. He's like, I can't get to work on time, so I'll go underground. So much of it is so cool, the way he thinks about it.
Okay, so lastly, Amitabh Bachchan.
I think his run on the beach, like his run, I think that's the trademark thing about Amitabh Bachchan.
Okay. The next question. One thing you do to stay real on social media.
I keep talking about my failures.
I think that is the only the real part the social media can, like, you know, do to stay real, because normally what we do on social media is just filter out and put happy things out there.
Yeah.
Next, the name one person to have a coffee with.
Alive or dead?
Obviously live.
A live person, okay. Brian Cox.
Okay. To hang out on a branch.
Tony Robbins.
I think even I would like to accompany you guys, because you are super foodie, and I think even I am a foodie, and I think I'll accompany you all.
Yeah, it'll be super fun.
Next one. Whose career graph you want to replicate?
Probably Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins.
Oh.
Okay. So here we are done with the Josh Fire, and you were damn honest and truthful and very rapid about it. So you get 10 on 10. Hamper is coming your way. Stay tuned.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Yeah. And before you leave, there's one concluding question that we would like to ask you. Like, what is the advice would you like to give to the teenager Ashdeen, who is looking out for some guidance in this world?
Don't take yourself so seriously.
So just
the problem is the issue with all of us growing up, especially this generation, is that we take our lives too seriously. We take ourselves too seriously. We're like, oh, I have something to prove. I have to do this. And it's not so true, because you're here only for a very short period of time, and you might as well enjoy every minute of it, every hour of it, every day.
Exactly. And also one more add-on to it, like, you know, take care of your body, so that, you know, that once you get overweight and after that you start working on a body, it's better you start from the early stage and see to it that you don't, like, you know, you don't get into any chronic fatigue diseases. So, like, working on your body is also a very important part.
Absolutely. Okay. And stress is such a big thing today.
Yeah, stress is also such a big thing. Like, you know, many people fail to manage the stress, and then there's a lot of chronic disease coming up their way. So, like, just chill out and just don't worry about life, because everything is going to fall in place.
Correct.
Okay. I think this was a wonderful podcast recording with you as a doctor. Like, as being doctor, let me correct myself.
Thank
and
you so much,
and the big reveal, I think in all the podcasts, we normally have the guests and we start talking to them. But I think this podcast is really something amazing, because I always considered you Dr. Ashwin, and today I get to know that it is just your funny.
I always tell people that my name is Ashwin Doctor, and I'm not a doctor, even though I sound like one sometimes.
Exactly. Like, when I listen all, like, you know, normally I listen all to the podcasts of yours, and it's like so professional, and the way you say it and the delicacy of the words, it's like, this doctor is amazing. I was just supposed to ask your clinic and where is it, because I really need to meet you, but later on I understand it's entrepreneurship. So it was really fun having you here. Thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Thank you so much.
Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of joy. Thank you.